Well, it's hard to believe, but here we are officially into September, the month that says goodbye to summer and ushers in my favorite season of the year. The only disappointment that shatters me a tad is the knowledge that autumn is the precursor of what comes next. I never did like winter months all that well. It just means wearing heavier and bulkier clothing. Boots to cover your feet, and mitts to shield your fingers. Let's not forget about the higher heating bills and the cost of having winter tires installed on your automobile. Shoveling snow, and getting stuck in snowbanks are a few more reasons why winter isn't on my top 10 list. I was going to make mention about the runny noses, but mine is runny 12 months of the year. In fact, I don't think there's a man on earth who blows his nose any more than I do. Is this too much information? The only thing in January worth celebrating is my birthday, but at my age it's no longer a celebration, but more of a reminder that I'm getting closer to enjoying that last ride in the limousine. I think most people refer to it as a hearse. I mention my January birthday for any of you who feel prompted to send birthday gifts. So, friends, don't let me go too far adrift and off the beaten trail. We are here today to remind ourselves of all that sweet, splendid September presents to us. In the neighborhood that most of you live in, we are blessed beyond measure to be situated in the center of God's most beautiful earthly creation. The deciduous trees explode into a kaleidoscope of amazing color mixed generously with the darker shades of the evergreens. Hundreds of thousands of tourists will fill buses to capacity from southern Ontario and the USA to witness this magnificence. This dazzling beauty is not the only unique thing about this favorite month of mine. Sit back and be astonished as September is loaded with numerous gems that we need to explore. At your next coffee or tea get together with friends, you'll no doubt astound them with the following facts on the ninth month of the year. Fact 1. September ITES are more likely to live to 100 than any other birth month. Actually, in fairness, babies born from September to November have a higher chance of hitting the century mark. Fact 2. September babies are more apt to excel both academically and in sports. Fact 3. Elvis Presley really arrived in the big league when he made his first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show on September 9, 1956. If you are old enough, you'll remember what really stood out on this particular show. What made it so memorable was that Ed Sullivan instructed his camera crew and directors not to televise anything below the belt on Elvis. Ed didn't want his TV audience to be exposed to the gyrations that made Elvis so quickly a teenage heartthrob. Fact 4. Big-name stars made their entrance in the world in the month of September, such as football sensation Joe Theismann, movie stars Adam Sandler and Hugh Grant, and Canadian crooner Michael Bublé. All of the aforementioned stars probably won more hearts, but there's one more name on the list that has definitely delighted more stomachs. This star in his own right was born on September 9, 1890. Colonel Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken fame was not only born in September, but in this particular case, it's the day of the month that's more important. I can't hold back the enthusiasm any longer. Friends, as the adrenaline rush is settling in, you better sit down for this one. Take it from this old fuddy-duddy, your friends at your next coffee get-together will look at you differently from here on in. Here it is. More babies are born on September 9th than any other day of the year, and September 19th comes in as a close second. There's one more very important date in my favorite month of the year that needs to be remembered as well. Election Day, September 20th. Oh please, don't get me started on that one. Rusty Draper is well known by many as the longtime morning man at local radio station CFOR, as a pastor and raconteur who never misses an opportunity to chew the fat.